Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting? With our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter. Only on Fox 103.
Time to talk about the shiver minnow. I think it's absolutely amazing how many reports I'm getting in right now. Tom at Moonshine Lures has hit a home run, folks. Absolutely amazing how many people are calling me, telling me, you know, when I ask them, what'd you get it on? Shiver minnow. So I kind of put a collection of fishing reports from the last 4 days alone. Just the last 4 days. And here's what I've come up with, okay? We're gonna break this down by color, and I'm going to tell you where they're catching fish on a specific color scheme that I got reports from and what species of fish they were catching. Okay, so first, let's start with the shiver minnow from Moonshine Lures, the red grape, it's called. I got a report from a fisherman that listens to the Outdoor Show about Little Bay Dinnock catching walleyes on red grape. The blue clown, I got a report from the Gwin area, from the Cataract Basin. You ready for this? They were not really targeting pike, but they keep getting smaller pike. Hand over fist on the blue clown. And the conclusion is this. It's the dead roll from the minnow when you let the minnow go, slack line. The way the minnow rolls over, and when you snap it back to attention, apparently the pike just cannot resist it, the smaller pike especially. So if you're just looking for action, try that out. The atomic trout and the glow perch, which are both kind of a perch color scheme. They're that striped color scheme that a perch has, just slightly different colors. Sporley Lake. Apparently the splake cannot stay away from them. Now, good luck catching some legal splake on Sporley. Just a ton of sublegal splake. But still, I've got multiple reports, both from a user of atomic trout color and the glow perch color in the shiver minnow, catching splake in Sporley Lake. Which makes sense, because there's a lot of perch in there as well. So I'm sure the splake occasionally do find themselves feeding on the smaller perch. J.J. McMuffin, I got reports from Munising Bay that whitefish and even a coho has been caught on a shiver minnow, the color scheme J.J. McMuffin. Yellowtail, Munising Bay, whiteys, and a lake trout. Johnson Lake near Gwin for trout on the yellowtail. And one caller even said, well, I can tell you this. I use the yellowtail more than any other color. There's a secret spot on Lake Michigan. Can't help but wonder if it's not Little Bay Dinnock. That's a secret spot. No, I'm sure it's somewhere a little bit different. But a secret spot on Lake Michigan he did not want to reveal, which is fine. Anonymous, fine. And the yellowtail has been incredibly productive for this fisherman. So that's just a tremendous array. Still waiting to hear back from some fishermen on Portage Lake now that Dan at Northwoods Bait in Chassel has started carrying them. And I know they're flying off his shelves. It's a hot bait. We'll wait and see about that. And speaking of Houghton County, by the way, big Otter Lake tournament this weekend. This is a big one for the kids as well. So just something to remind you of if you haven't gotten your registration in for the Otter Lake tournament. It is this weekend. We'll be right back after a short break. Jason Meadows coming up with his song, Where Did My Dirt Road Go? NASCAR report. Weather, news, and the Flying Blind Song of the Day still to come in the 4 o'clock hour right here on Fox 103. We'll be right back.